Hello everyone, I'm Zahra. I work for Microsoft as a part of Linux Systems Group, LSG. This talk is going to be about an ongoing project that we have on hardening Linux kernel with architectural capabilities. To be clear, this is not a product by Microsoft, so it's more like an exploratory project that we want to see like if this hardware feature can be used for security issues that we want to fix on Linux kernel, and also as a part of this process, if we can find some like new vulnerabilities, attack vectors, and things like that. So I'm going to start with a very brief background, like an intro on Cherry and a state of the Mural Linux, and then some of my work capability-based hardening and future and work and opportunities that I'm really hopeful that open source community can help us with that. So the big picture problem is that, as you all know, operating systems are really complex. We have millions of lines of code with a lot of complex abstractions, and basically any forms of proper hardening for a kernel is still an open problem. We have all kind of software-based control flow integrity approaches, compiler-based techniques for fuzzing, and all of these approaches are helpful, but we still see lots of vulnerabilities. And some of these are memory safety, many of them are memory safety, but some are also logical problems because of this complex monolithic structure of the kernel. And at the same time, Linux kernel also has different security subsystems. We have a combination of, for example, LSMs, DAC, sandboxing techniques for example, SecCom, EVPF, and still, that also in this complex stack, the proper integration and hardening of these security subsystems themselves is not also a clear. We don't have a clear solution for that. And at the same time, we also have a lot of ongoing hardware security features that are going are adding to our hardware platforms. For example, just on ARM, we have a combination of coarse grain privilege separation techniques like trustzone T's. We have more at the same time finer grain memory safety features like pointer authentication, memory tag extensions. And as we go, for example, on more modern hardware, we can have, for example, resource domain controllers, and all of these hardware features are not really, so they are there, but our operating system doesn't really use them, in a fundamental way, in a basically principal approach. So this is the big picture of lots of problems that we have for both hardening the kernel, and also using these hardware security features properly. And Cherry is one of fine-grained, both for memory safety and for extensible compartmentalization features. That it has a really old history from University of Cambridge. I think about 14, 15 years of research is behind it. And the concept of capability-based security models, that concept is not new. We have it file descriptor abstraction for Linux. So basically having an unforgeable token of authority that's it's for accessing any kind of sensitive object. But the novelty of Cherry is that you have this hardware software semantic approach for bringing this concept, memory safety concept, to both your hardware architecture in an instruction level, and also have the opportunity to redesign your systems stack based on that. So they have these extensions on MIPS, on RISC-V, and on recently on ARM. And also the complete example of their systems stack is based on FreeBSD. So the Linux one is a new one that's mostly ARM folks are working on. So what's Morello? Morello is basically the new development like experiments kind of like board for having for adding Cherry to ARM V8. And it's extending like basically the entire instructions with like new registers and new sets of like, and also extending like previous like systems registers for ARM. It's basically like introducing like the 129-bit pointers. So every Cherry pointer has like the besides the value, it has the whole set of like metadata that contains its bound boundary of like the memory region, the object type, and the permissions, like basically for any kind of like access to that that pointer. And ARM also has this added this notion of like controlled non-monoticity. That's basically like it's trying to also because as you know, like ARM has a six execution levels for from like EL0, EL1, EL2, and like at the same time like in the secure world. So somehow this notion of like more or less should be extended to all of these execution levels. So that's why they added this through like new exceptions sets, new executive and restrictive mode, privilege execution, and also some unsealing like operation that I'm going to describe later. So for every pointer, we have this permission set that basically you, by hardware, you can say like this like piece of memory should have what kind of like permission access. It can have like load, execute, just store, or even more complex like access controls, like if